Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Tes. The Mishnah says, Haba al nara hamorasa, someone who has relations with a young girl between the ages of 12 and 12 and a half, who is ma'orasa, who is betrothed to another man, she's had kedushin, eno chayav, he's not liable skila, until the following conditions are met. Ad shitei nara, she has to be a nara, which means that she has to be before the age of 12 and a half, at which time she becomes a bogeres. Now, if she's a bogeres, she's 12 and a half and over, it's still a chiyuv misa for having an adulterous relationship with a married woman. However, the punishment would be chenek, which is the standard punishment for somebody who has an adulterous relationship. Again, chenek meaning death by choking. That's the norm. However, skila is reserved specifically when she is a nara. There's actually a machlokas tanoim between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim about whether or not a ketana, a girl who's younger than a nara, she's not yet bas mitzvah, but she is legally married through kedushin, whether or not the din of nara marasa of skila applies to her or not. Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that it does not include her, Katana, and the Chachamim of the opinion that it not only is a Nara between 12 and a half, but even below that, if she's Mu'arasa, she would have a Misa of Skila. She would have the Misa, but the person having relations with her, she's a Katana, and therefore she's not liable at all. Now, also, besides being Nara, she also has to be Basula. She has to be a virgin. She has to be someone who's never had relations before. Ma'orasa, and she has to have had Kedushin. And as we said before, she cannot have been cannot have had Nesuin yet. Pibavesavia, she's still in her father's house. This is actually to exclude a scenario where she may not be in his in her father's house, but let's say she's been handed over from one party to another. She has yet to enter her husband's house, but she's no longer in her father's house. The messengers of the father have given her to the messengers of the husband. She hasn't arrived there yet. At that point in time, she already has the status of being bechenek through asphyxiation and not through skila, because she's no longer in her father's house, even though she has not a nesua yet. Now, because of the rule that she has to be a basula, the following halacha comes about. Bo ale ashnayim. If two men have adulterous relations with her, one after the other, harishon beskila, the first one will be chayv skila, because she's a basula still at that point. She has not had relations with anybody yet. Vasheni, the second person to have adultery with her, would be bechenek. He would be death through asphyxiation, through choking, because he will now be having relations with a girl who is an arusa. She is married, but she is no longer a basula, and therefore doesn't qualify for the status of nara hamorasa.